Jesus said, "It is finished." But what is finished? Why even say this, given the pain and agony he would have to undergo in order to speak? If he was going to try to even breathe, Jesus, in his position on the cross being crucified, would have to push on the nails in his feet and pull on the nails in his wrists in order to breathe. If he was going to try to speak, it would cause him even more agony because he would need even more air in order to speak. He who was scourged and had his muscles bruised and torn, it causes much torture just to breathe. So if he's going to speak then, he must be saying something important. In our gospel passage, immediately after he says, "It is finished," we are told that Jesus, bowing his head, handed over the Spirit. Did he mean simply that his life was finished? Well, probably not. Again, why bother saying that? But, in a way, kind of yes, because his entire life was being made into a gift to God the Father, a gift out of love, not only for the Father, but for all of us, making a gift, one out of perfect charity, a gift so pleasing to God the Father that it made up for more than all of the sins of all of humanity for all time. A gift made for the forgiveness of sins. He says, "It is finished." But that could also be translated as, "It is consummated." Meaning, it is brought to completion. It is brought to perfection. In the commentary of Cornelius a Lapide, it says, "All the sufferings and all the mysteries are consummated, which the Father decreed from all eternity that I should suffer and carry out, which he ordered me to suffer and carry out from my very birth, and which he willed, moreover, that the prophets should foretell concerning me. There remains only the final issue of death, so that I may complete my course of suffering, and my death, and by my death expiate the penalty of death, which Adam incurred by sin, and thus restore mankind to life. Therefore I embrace death, and I commend my spirit into the hands of my Father." So when Jesus says this, "It is finished," he's referring to the work of salvation. He's referring to making this gift of himself. Notice how after that he bows his head and then he gives up his spirit. That's kind of odd. Normally, if someone is going to die, they would die first and then the weight of the head causes it to bow. The fact that Jesus bowed his head first is another indicator that he is freely choosing to give up his life. That it is not being taken from him, but that he's making a gift out of it. Jesus told us in an earlier part of the Gospel of John, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." Such is the obedience to the Father and the love that he has for the Father and for all of us, that he is willing to undergo his passion and his death. He's willing to undergo such tremendous suffering. His work of salvation, the work of redemption, the work of forgiveness of sins is finished. But in a way, is it really finished? The work of forgiveness still needs to be completed in all of us. We need to forgive each other. We need to let go of any desire that we might have to get even with someone, or any desire that we might have for revenge. We need to allow Jesus Christ to work through us to forgive everyone who has harmed us. For some of us, forgiveness doesn't come easily. It's a difficult thing to do, a difficult choice to make. But we can recall the words of Christ to help us in this process, and how Christ took the guilt of our sins and suffered in order to offer forgiveness to all. His work in his sacred humanity for the forgiveness of sins is finished. But it is still, there is still a need for the work of forgiveness to be done through us. So whenever we struggle with forgiveness, we may have a desire to get even. We may desire to harm someone. We may desire for someone who harmed us to be ridiculed. And we can remember the words of Christ. It is finished. Jesus was ridiculed. We may desire that a person who has harmed us to be beaten and tortured. It is finished. There may even be a desire for a person who has harmed us so greatly that to suffer would not seem to be enough. We may be hurt so badly that there could be a desire for such a person to die. It is finished. Jesus Christ took the penalty for all human offenses. It is finished. Let his suffering satisfy any desire to get even or any desire for revenge. Let God right the wrong. And let any grudge and any resentment be handed over to God, as Christ was willing to hand over his spirit. Let the unforgiveness come to an end, and let us choose to forgive everyone. Jesus, while suffering on the cross in the Gospel of Luke, said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." And he begs the Father to pardon not only the soldiers who crucified him, but for everyone who has sinned, because he died in order to reconcile us to the Father from all of our sins, all of us who have offended God. And so if we struggle to forgive, let us ask Jesus to give us the strength to be able to do that. Let us ask Jesus to help us to forgive those who have caused us harm. It is finished also refers to his celebration of the new Passover, that is, the Mass. Taking the Old Covenant Passover, where the angel of death passed over the houses of the Hebrew people, sparing the lives of their firstborn son, Jesus takes that Passover, and he has us spared not from physical death, but from eternal death. It is finished, or it is consummated, refers to Jesus Christ making a total gift of himself on the cross. He offered himself to the Father for us, and he offers himself to us as well. Jesus gives his full self to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. He is the bridegroom giving himself to his bride, the church. Let us take a moment to forgive anyone we need to forgive and to prepare ourselves to receive the great and awesome gift that is Jesus Christ himself in the most holy Eucharist.